Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Tuesday, 4th of Nisan, 5th of April, Rabbi Reuven Atlas Shlita, Shacharis and the Four Sons. This week's Torah way has been sponsored by Family Silver, in Nishmas Menebuchera, Rechav Nisan, Moshe Zechon Nevrocha, who was born on Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
Psichas Hadvorim Pesach Dvorecha Yoeh. It says in Tehillim, and the Medrash explains and applies this to the beginning of Kol HaTorah Kula. It's the first thing the Rabbeinu Shalom said is why he Oeh. It's Pesach Dvorecha Yoeh. Is the one's opening words should illuminate. The problem is that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu said at the beginning of Ma'aseh Bereishis, Yehi Oeh, so I've never really quite understood how the Medrash can apply the Pasuk Pesach Dvorecho Yoeh to the beginning of Ma'aseh Bereishis, or here, because that Pasuk itself is preceded by Choshech. So it seems that Choshech came before the Oeh. That's one question. And that's Psichas Advarim, Pesach Dvorecho Yoeh. And the second question is, I heard this question in the name of Rabbi Lippa Rabinovich, Zichrono Livracha. Is the last of the Makos, in terms of the three Sodorim of Makos, was Makas Choshech. Shalach Choshech, V'yachashich, it says in Tehillim. The first 3 days of Makas Choshech, says in the Torah, L'rol ish es ochiv. Not one person saw another. And the Torah account counts that as a makkah. Rabbi Yisrael, just between you and me, us sitting here, and everybody else who might be listening, there are plenty of people in this world who I would not mind not seeing for 3 days. What's the makkah? And even if there wouldn't be people who I wouldn't mind seeing for 3 days or even longer, what's wrong with 3 days? Solitude, peace and quiet. What can I can sit and learn, I can write a book, or whatever I want to do. 3 days of not being nagged, and not being disturbed. Mamish, oilam aborin, oilam azeh. What's the makkah of lo ro ish esochiv? Okay, the latter 3 days, I can understand the atrophy of not being able to move. But the first 3 days, lo ro ish esochiv. I would have said, bring it on, bring it on. I once heard this question in the name of Rav Lippa Ravinovitz, and I heard his answer. His answer is that what was the purpose of Lo Rol Ish Esochiv? The Mitzrayim, as we know, were famous. They were Shatufei Zima. They were famous for their Znus. And Znus implies that they were so community-based and enmeshed one with the other, is that they had no principle and they had no self-discipline. Their whole society was society. They couldn't entertain the concept that everybody is an individual and must be self-responsible. Is the Rabbeinu Shlom brought along a makkah where he forced each one to be by himself? Why? In order to think about what's gone on for these last few months? What's gone on with these preceding 8 makos? Is there a Rabbeinu Shlomo? Has the message got through? We need to be misboinein bein pasha l'pasha. We need some time out to think about, to contemplate, to come to this recognition. And that's why the Rabbeinu Shlomo sent 3 days of lo ro ish esochiv. Sit down by yourself and think it through. I used to be involved in Beis Yaakov here in London, and sometimes girls would come to ask a question, and a girl would never come to me by herself. She would always come to me accompanied by a friend. It's very difficult for them to come just by themselves. For the Mitzrayim, it was a psychological makkah, but an opportunity for them to be misboinein bein pasha l'pasha, to come to recognize that Rabbeinu Shalom was a result of these preceding makos. But they didn't see the oil. in the Choshech. They didn't see the light when they were sitting in the darkness. We did. We had the Kovnei, so there was oil. The Moshevosom, even in say Chazal in Moshevosom of the Mitzrayim in the Choshech, we have that ability to see the Chesed. We have the ability, even when times are tough, we have the ability to see the oil. The Moshevosom of the Choshech is the reason why the Rabbeinu Shlomo starts the Torah with Choshech al Pnei Tahom, is because of Pesach Tovarecha Yoy. Is that we need light. Light is chesed, light is, we want to see the light of the Rabbeinu Shalom. We want to see the Chochmah of the Rabbeinu Shalom. We want to recognize Hashem in his world. But we need to preface it with the Choshech. We can't see the oil clearly enough without the Choshech. I'll explain that a little bit more. And that's why the Torah says, that's why there is Choshech even before the oil. Shacharis is a loshon of shachar, black, which is the exact opposite of what the theme of Shacharis is about. Shacharis is a good morning, open the curtains and let the sun shine in on occasion. But how can we therefore describe that tefillah and that time frame in the morning? How can we describe that as shachar, as shacharis? I have a beautiful moshul in my mind. I think it was about 20 years ago. There was the nearly the full eclipse of the sun over northern Europe, and everybody was really excited. And I remember it was during summer holidays. I remember exactly where we were, like that many people do at that time. We were in Bruges in Belgium, coming back from our summer holidays, and we stopped the car at the allotted time, and we had in advance, we had bought, because we'd been told, if you want to see the sun in its eclipse, you have to have special black shades in order to be able to see the light. For me, that's always been a fantastic moshul in life. You need those shades in order to see the light. And there's a science behind that. Black, in its essence, is not a colour. Black absorbs all the other colours of the spectrum, and no other colour is reflected by black back to the eye. Black absorbs all colours. And as a result, because all colours are essentially, they are a reflection of light. Black does not reflect. As a result, if there's so much light coming from here and coming from there, I can't process all that light. I can't look at the eclipse of the sun. There's just too much to see in such a concentrated form of light. I need the black to absorb, and in order for me then to see the light. So Pesach Dvorecha Yoyeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vehi Or, Avada, the whole theme of the Pesicha of Torah is light. But we need the darkness, a bit of darkness, to filter that light in order for us to be able to see that light. Shacharis, we want to see Or Boiker. To see Or Boiker, though, it has to be seen through a filter of Shachar. Our eyes are exactly the same thing. I've been teaching in London for 25 years, so I know all about pupils. Here is a pupil. Right in the middle of that eye is a pupil. And you've got exactly the same. The pupil's colour is black. We talk about people with brown eyes and blue eyes. That's we're talking iris. But pupil is black. And what actually happens, the light, for me to see you, you to see me, light is passing through the black, the pupil, before being focused on the retina, is that's exactly the same concept. The Rabbeinu Shlomo has built into us that we can only see everybody and see the light through that tiniest little, that little pupil, which is black. A pupil in Lashon HaKodesh is referred to as the bas ayin. So the whole concept is summed up by a posuk that by a chazal. Hoyoloi la Avraham Avinu Ubakoil Shmo. Is that Avraham Avinu, who had a bas, referring Bimaramis to the bas ayin, Ubakoil Shmo, through the bas ayin Bakoil, then you can see everything. And Avraham Avinu, for sure, he was the one who wanted to filter out so much was going on in the world, Avodah Zarah, and nobody was recognizing the oil. Nobody was recognizing the Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. So Avraham Avinu, in his very essence, his mission, his purpose was to filter out in order for us to come to the recognition of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He was the ultimate pupil, Bas Hoyolola Avraham Avinu. And through that prism of Avraham Avinu, we are still meriting today to recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the essence of Avraham Avinu, who was Masakein Shacharis. Shacharis being that concept of through the filter of the Shachar, of the black pupil, we can see the light. That's Avraham Avinu. Yeah. Also, in terms of size, it's a crazy thing. You can be standing at the foot of a mountain. And there's this massive, massive, massive mountain in front of you, and how can you see the whole thing? It's the tiniest bas ayin can be something that entire picture of that entire mountain and bring it into the mind's eye. That one can have an appreciation of it. Purim is a entrance to the Havana of Pesach. It's Reishis Goyim Amalek. The Amalek is the Reishis of all the Goyim. And the Rosh, just as we know, the head contains and controls everything. And therefore Amalek in that sense is the head, the Rosh, and encompasses all elements of all the Goyim and all the opponents to everything that we stand for. I saw recently in the Oyev of Yisrael is that we see in Amalek that he is our arch enemy. In machshava, in dibur, the way we speak, and the way we act, and in maisa, and correspondingly, we have zechorah eis, ein zechira ela bapeh. That's dit masaking the dibur, because we've got to be masaking. We've got to fix the influence Amalek has over us in dibur. Timche es zecher. That's an act of mechias Amalek. In the Maisa, and in Machshava, Loi Tishkach, do not forget. Is Amalek establishes his realm over ours in those three main bechinos of what we are all about: Machshava, Dibur, Umaisa. Today we live in a situation where there are so many bilbulim in Machshava and hashkofas about how to live. And that's Amalek in our affecting our machshava. To be a kosher yid, it's not just what we do every day it's how we think and how we view the world. Mm-hmm. Our machshavas also have to be clear, positive machshavas which are fashioned by the hashkofa of Torah. And in the way we speak, we have to speak. We know that's the preciousness of the way and the manner in which we speak to each other and with which we speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Maisa, the way we behave, we have to, our job, our avodah, is to schlep back our ability to control our machshava, our dibur, and our maisa from the realms of Amalek. And that's exactly what Shmuel Hanovi did in the end. Vayishasef Shmuel es Agog lifnei Hashem. As Rashi says, because an interesting lashon to describe decapitate, Vayishasef Rashi says that in the Novi, says Rashi, Chotachoi Ladalot. He courted him. Because Amalek is the embodiment of the Abba Malchus, of the four, all the Goyim, who in Masorah we refer to as the Dalad Malchus, well, whatever the Cheshwan of Dalad is, Golas Mitzrayim, Bovel, Prasamodai, Golas Edoim, the Abba Malchus. Amalek is the Rashis and embodies them all. Ve'ishaseif, says Rashi, Chotachoi Ladalad. We have to cut away the Dalad Malchus, which are causing our inability to function in the world as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. So Shmuel courted, he cut away the four elements. Vayishasef Shmuel es Agog lifnei Hashem. But Vayishasef Shasef is also Roshei Tevois, Shasef Shavuos. Sha-sa is Sukkos, Vishasef is Pesach, it's the Ur of the Yomim Tovim. It's the Yomim Tovim which especially give us this opportunity to come to recognize the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and to throw off the chains and the yoke of everything Amalek does in order to keep us in the Choshech. In order for us to see the Ur from the Choshech, to be zeicher to the Bas Ayin, to be able to see the full picture, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has blessed us with Yomim Tovim Haboyim Oleinu L'Tova, in order for us to achieve in Machshava, in Dibra, in Maisa, everything that we want to be able to achieve. That's why Shasif Shmuel es Agog Lifnei Hashem. Chotachoy Ladalot, Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach. That the Yomim Tovim themselves are a Bas Ayin. They are the embodiment of everything that there is for us to appreciate in the world. To come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be Maka HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shlita over the world through the Yomim Tovim. How practically are we zeicher to Vayishasef, to purify ourselves from the influences that we need to purify ourselves from? Is we learnt that Avram Avinu, the Basayin, he was Mesakein Shacharis. And Avram Avinu had four sons. You look at me, he had four. He had Yitzchok and Yishmael, and Yitzchok in turn had a Yaakov and an Esav, and those are considered the Arba Bonim. Shacharis is Roshei Tevos, She Eino Yodeo Lishoel, Chochom, Rosha, Top. Is the Arba Bonim are merumas in the Yisod of Shacharis, the Bas Ayin, that we need a filter in order to and cut away from the Amalek in order to see the oil. And that is through the principle of Shacharis, is Avraham Avinu is the ultimate pedagogue. He knows how to teach. In order for any teacher, for order Rebbe to be a good teacher, you have to know how to break things down and be masada the thoughts. You can't just launch into the main theme. Everything needs hakdomos. That's Avraham Avinu, through a prism, through a basayin, through filtering, until you come to the actual essence. And that is the essence of, and that is epitomized by the Abba or Bonin. The shin of She'eino Yodea Lisha'ol is Yishmael. We'll explain that in a minute. The Ches, the Chochom, that's an easier one. That's Yitzchok Avinu. Yitzchok is actually a name of Simcha. Simcha, by definition, is Ein Simcha Kahatoras Asfeches, and that comes back through Chochmah, through wisdom. I don't have that difficulty anymore, conceptual difficulty. I don't have that conceptual difficulty. I'm Mati the Asfeches. I have Simcha. Is that's Yitzchok? Yitzchok is the Ben Chochmah. Reish, Rosha, go on, guess who? You got it? It's Esav. And the Sof from Shachris is the Tom. Is Yaakov Avinu, Mufurishim Posuk. His Ish. Tom is Yaakov Avinu. Those are the four sons. Is Yitzchok, Yishmael, Esav, Yaakov Avinu, or the She'enio de Elisha, the Chochom, the Rosha, and the Tam. Is, I would like to, the Chochom, Yitzchok, is more or less self-explanatory. Tom, Yaakov, is more or less self-explanatory. But Rosha and She'enio de Elisha, Esav and Yishmael, those are the four sons which are coming to counter-effect the Amalek, which is the Abba Malchius. I can understand how Yitzchak Avinu is a fantastic counteractor against the influences of Amalek. I can understand how Yaakov Avinu is a fantastic opponent against the influences of Amalek. But what about the other two sons? The Esav and the Yishmael. Also sons of Avram Avinu, also part of this Bas Ayin concept of seeing the oil and cutting it away from the Amalek over the Yishasef. In which sense is Esav and Yishmael a son of Avram Avinu to counteract the Abba Malchius of Amalek? Is Esav teaches us a very important concept. Esav teaches us that Kibud Avim. Esav is famous for the fact that he wasn't completely a Rasha. He was a Rasha, but there was a good side even to Esav HaRasha, that he was mitztayin in Kibud Av Ve'Em. And in any sweet-smelling ketores, we have to have the chelbonah. There has to be that element of a Rasha who can come back and be Masukun together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. And that's why the theme of Rosha in the Haggadah Shal Pesach is Hutzi Atzmoy Mina Klal. He was Mutzi Atzmoy Mina Klal. But the essence of what we have to do to the Rosha is bring him back into the Klal. Af ata hake es shinov, whatever the translation is of hake, of hika blunten or sharpen his teeth, and you should say to him, which apparently is affirming his statement, yes, you're not part of the klal. But I would like to tell you over a story, which I understand. Which I will use to understand that what our response to the Rosha is bringing him back into the klal. I heard this story from Rabbi Mordechai Miller Zichron Levrach from Gateshead, and it's a fantastic story. That's the preface. And when I finish the story, you'll agree. It's a fantastic story. There used to be a Yid who lived in Cardiff. We're talking decades ago, when there was still a considerable community in Cardiff. And this Yid had a name. His name was Mr. Solomon. And he was a shop owner. He lived in Cardiff. And he was a Frumma Yid. A very clever Yid. And in that time in Cardiff, a lot of the youth were no longer interested in Torah and mitzvahs. And we use a phrase today, they were going off. And our job is to bring them back on. Anyway, there were two youths hanging around outside his shop. Each one was nudging the other, saying, come on, let's go in, shall we? Each one was nudging the other, come, let's go in. And they walk into the shop, it was one of fashion shops decades ago. When you open the shop, the door, there's a bell on top, as you open the shop. And they go into the shop. In those days, shops had counters, and they go up to the counter in the shop. And Mr. Sam was behind the counter, and he saw them already outside the shop through the shop window, and he thinks, something's up. And they come up to the counter, and each one is sort of giggling and so being laddish and saying, come on, shop, yeah. So Mr. Sam says, with full composure, says, how can I help you? they say, I'd like to make a business proposition, please, Mr. Salomon. Mr. Salomon says, oh, interesting. What's your business proposition? We want to sell you our Olam Haba. Mr. Salomon says, oh, well, tell me, how much do you want? So each one looked at the other and said, shall we, can we, dare ask for? And they did. We talk about in the old time currency, 20 quid each. Mr. Salomon looked at them and he said, done! Done! But he says, we've got to do this formally. And he takes out from under his counter properly bonded foolscap paper and his fountain pen. Remember, this was a long time ago. And he writes up a contract, gives it to them, sign. They're the bee's knees. They got 20 quid coming their way in their pockets for what they think is nothing. And they sign. He blotting paper, and he files it. And they walk out with a spring in their step with £20 each in their pocket. Mr. Salomon files it away, but he knows he's going to be bringing that contract out from his files very, very shortly. 2 weeks later, these two boys are outside his shop. And this time they're not full of bravado, they're not being laddish, they are, let me say, tail between their legs. They're looking very coy, and they come into the shop, and they come up to the counter. Mr. Salomon decides to play the game which he knew was going to unfold. And he makes out doesn't recognize him. He says, yes, how can I help you? And the boy says, Mr. Salomon, do you remember us? No. And we were here 2 weeks ago, and we sold you our Olam Haba. We sold you our Olam Haba. Oh, I remember you. Of course I remember you. The best deal I've ever done in business, ever. Wow, thank you so, so much. I really appreciate it. What have you got to sell me today? Please, could we buy it back? Buy it back? I wouldn't sell Olam Haba. Are you crazy? I would never sell Olam Haba. We'd like to sell it back. And they take out of their pockets the same £20 notes and same price. You're not going to lose on the deal. And of course, Mr. Salomon knew this was all going to unfold and knew this is exactly what was going to happen. Of course, he's going to sell it back. And he says, how can I sell Olam Haba? It makes it difficult for them. How can I sell Olam Haba? But I understand the importance of your Olam Haba to your young selves. And okay, goes to the file, withdraws the contract, and rewrites at the bottom, a sale back, fountain pen, blotting paper, done and dusted. I heard this maaseh from Rabbi Miller Zichrono Levracha, and he used it to illustrate that no yid can go the whole distance in the opposite direction. There's always going to be a point in which a yid stops and says, Ad kan, I can't, and wants to come back to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Hopefully that happens in our lives sooner rather than later, but there's a point that in time when that comes to everybody. Is there's nothing worse that we can say to the Rosh who comes with bravado to us, you're working so hard, nothing to do with me, is, yeah, you're right, nothing to do with us. What do you mean? You mean I'm not a Jew? Of course I'm a Jew, just like you. If we repeat that lesson, and I once saw this was in a long while ago, and I think it's repeating itself, when reform in the reform movement in many of its manifestations want to be mostly it's that's from in a cloud of authentic Yahadus, but as soon as we tell them you're not a Jew when it comes to the law of return or anything like that, what do you mean? We're Jewish, just like you. Is if you reinforce to them their own message that they're trying to give out to everybody else, that's the best way, is to say to the Rosha, says the Haggadah Shel Pesach, okay, you're not one of us. What do you mean I'm not one of us? Of course I'm one of you. The whole idea of Rosha, and in order for us as a Klal Yisrael to come back to where we need to be, is to absorb the Chelbana to make the totality of a beautiful smell. And the last one is Yishmael. Yishmael also Teshuvah. He's the Ein Yodea Lisha'ol. And perhaps we don't have time this morning to be marich in this inyan, But the ikkar of teshuva is teshuva on the eino yodea. To be shoyal teshuva from the Rabbeinu Shlomon on eino yodea. One of the al-chets and part of the nusach of vidui toward after the al-chets in the nusach of vidui is es with the al-chets from the nusach of yodim of shlo yodim. And at the end, the nusach at the end is Yadua Islam Val She'en Yaduim Lanu. Is the ikkah of tshuva is you do tshuva to the extent that even if there are avos we don't even know about, perhaps we've yashen them in b'yisoidah gilgulim, and the shomas perhaps need tikkun and we don't even know about. But we do tshuva in such as to the extent that we are people who we are coming closer and coming back to the Rabbeinu Shalom. We are in the process of tshuva, and that's masakin even the einom yaduim. Is Yishmael is the Yisod of Tshuva. That's the Abba Bonim, that's the Shachris, that's the Bas Ha'oloi Avram Ovinu U'Bakoi L'Shmo. In order for us to mechatech ourselves, the Dalet, from the Dalet Melochim of the Yishasei Shuris Azagog Mitnei Hashem, it's through the Yisod of Abba Bonim. We need that Chochma, we need that Tzmimus of Emuna, we need to be able to absorb and bring back people who need to be reabsorbed into Klal Yisrael, and we need the Yisod of Tshuva, which Yishmael represents. Mitzvah Hashem shall be zeicher to finish Hasef, to a beautiful Shin Samach and Fei, starting with the Fei Chod Kosher the Sumeya.
Shkaya.